Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today I'm pretty excited, guys. I've been connecting and networking with people like crazy. And for our regular listeners, we've had on numerous doctors of all different backgrounds. Recently this morning, we just aired Dr. Megan Cannon, the sports psychologist, one of our regular co-hosts from Mind of the Athlete. So today we bring on another doctor, and we're going to learn about actually really doctors in plural today because their primary website is the doctors, plural, doctors, Wolfson. WOLFSON.com. And one of the taglines I love is Awakening the World to Wellness. And we're going to talk more about this because there's a book involved. There's a lot of content. They're all over social media. But we're talking to the man himself right now, Dr. Jack Wolfson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Scott. Pleasure to be on with you. Beautiful day out here in Arizona, which I hope everybody has the same access to gorgeous weather and sunshine out in their neck of the woods.
We have great weather here in Pennsylvania, so we've got a couple hours of time zone differences. But actually, kudos to Arizona because we briefly chatted before starting this call, and that's where my base was. I was serving out of Arizona on that was considered Region 3 when I was a wildland firefighter. So.
Yeah, 9 months out of the year, it's fantastic to be here. Summertime gets a little sweltering hot, and that's the goal pretty much of any Arizonan is to get out of Arizona. We went camping this past weekend. We were up north of Payson, up in the Mugian Rim, and if anyone who's listening to this can get out to that area. One real quick thing, there's a place there called the Tonto Natural Bridge, and if you have a chance to Google that, Tonto Natural Bridge, and check that out, it was just spectacular, and the kids loved it.
Well, I'm actually writing this down for the show notes because I'm glad you're bringing this up because that's the forest that I protected.
Oh, thank you for protecting it because it was gorgeous.
Well, and that bridge, admittedly, it took me 2 years to go visit it. We were based, so since you drove that way, I'm guaranteeing it, you probably drove the Beeline Highway up to Payson. And when you get into Payson, if you make a right, what is that highway? Is it 200 something? Or
Yeah, 260. You
260.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Take that east for another hour through the Mogollon Rim. I pronounce it Mogollon. Is that pronounced wrong? What did you say was Mogollon?
If you want to ask me about medical pronunciation, that I can do. Other stuff, I'll leave it to you. I'll go
so
with that.
My squad boss has pronounced it the Mogollon Rim. So anyway, there's been a lot of wildfire up there over the years. There was even a massive history of fire, not to get off the topic, but there was numerous people who had passed away many years ago on a fire up there too. So that was actually one of our areas that we had to study and understand to learn more about the crazy Mother Nature world of wildland fire in the West. But anyway, if you kept going on that highway, there's eventually a turnoff that goes south down into a canyon through into a valley, and that valley is called Pleasant Valley, Arizona. And that's where I was based. Our base was called at the time Pleasant Valley Hotshots in Pleasant Valley, Arizona. And that was our primary protection zone until we got released to be sent all over the West. But now that crew's since been moved. They're now been renamed the Mesa Hotshots. So now they're closer to civilization. Because where do you live in Arizona?
Yeah, we live in Scottsdale,
yeah.
So you know, Mesa's not too far from us, but it's definitely special to be able to drive a couple hours to get up there to elevation. It was nice.
Yeah, and that's one thing I loved about that. I mean, to your point, you mentioned that nine-month thing. Well, there's a few months of the year to our listeners, guys, where I didn't know this. When I moved out there, I never lived in Arizona, so I moved out, spring of 2010, bounced around. I went south, you know, did some skydiving. I hiked Mount Lemmon. Obviously way south of Scottsdale. And then I moved up there. I'm like, oh, the weather's pretty nice here. And this is like April. So, and then I had to go up into Pleasant Valley and we lived up there. We had a compound up there. And it was a couple of months till I finally had regular days off that we were actually allowed to be released far enough so we weren't getting called back. So I went back to visit my buddy in Scottsdale. And I did not know you don't want to go there in the middle of summer because it was like 115, 110 degree heat. And I was like, dear God, I don't know if I want to do this for my days off. But to your point, that's why I ended up loving the remote areas of Payson. And then even more valuable was going to Flagstaff. I love Flagstaff.
Yeah, definitely. So, definitely good options. Pretty cool state to live in.
So have you and your wife always had your business in Scottsdale?
Well, you know, the you know, my wife and I met in 2004, the end of 2004. And at the time I was a cardiologist working in a very large cardiology practice, doing angiograms, pacemakers, all that kind of fun stuff. And I remained, well, and then I met my wife, and she's a doctor of chiropractic, doctor of causation, opened up my eyes to the natural and holistic world. So I started to change my practice. And then finally, in 2012, I left the big group. The situation was right for me to leave, and I opened up my own practice. And together, yeah, as the Doctors Wolfson, we practiced together here in Paradise Valley, Arizona, and got the website, and I wrote the book and all that kind of fun stuff to go along with it.
Well, and this is something unique. By the way, are you standing right now?
I'm standing, yes. I'm in a
standing
desk. I am
also standing right now.
All right.
This is my standing desk. So
yes.
Something that I've learned from our mutual interest into more of that natural, healthier lifestyle. I'm sure she probably was also an influencer on some of that. But that's one thing I've really loved about once I reached out to you and really started following you on Twitter. And I was like, wait a minute. These guys have a traditional medical world, you know, couple blended with the natural world couple. And it's interesting because so many of our listeners are still stuck on one side versus the other. And it's very hard for I'll just go MD, but MDs to relate to DCs. And admittedly, one of my regular co-hosts, he's been on a few times, the famous Vinny Tortorich of Fitness Confidential. And he is not a supporter of DCs, man. He casually throws it out there, but he's just like, man, he's like, you know, when I see a doctor in front of a doctor of chiropractic, I don't respect that at the same level, because I'm sorry, if you're on a plane and somebody's having a heart attack and they say, we need a doctor, what are you going to do? Crack a couple knuckles. And I was like, all right, I love you, Vinny. I know you have a great following, but I understand that point, but I also...
Yeah, I'd love to take issue with that guy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's someone, with all due respect to your guest, really doesn't have an idea of how the world works health-wise. Not to come down too strongly and judgmental, but I love being judgmental. You know, listen, if you're on a plane and you're having a heart attack, what's a cardiologist going to do? Call 911. We can't do anything in a plane. Oh, chew on some aspirin. Big deal.
Yeah.
I do believe that a doctor of chiropractic actually, or a doctor of osteopathy, can actually move a vertebra, realign the cervical spine, and actually improve autonomic tone. So sympathetics, parasympathetics. In the case of an acute myocardial infarction, you've got massive sympathetic overdrive and you've got blood vessels that are clamping down. Well, what if you restore parasympathetic activity to the coronary artery and open up that artery and actually improve blood flow? I believe it can happen. I can't say there's a lot of science behind it or big studies that show it. But, you know, the doctor of chiropractic, the holistic doctor, is uniquely qualified to be that primary care provider. In the case of an emergency, you go to a trauma center, right? You call an EMT like you, Scott, and, you know, and let those guys and men and women come to the scene. But when it comes to prevention, the doctors of chiropractic are uniquely qualified in that arena.
Well, and that's where... I've had numerous chiropractors on this show because I support them. I've never had to go to them for that reason, but I can speak to the fact that back in 2008, because I did the firefighting in 10 and 11, but back in 08, I did my first, like, I was already a major cyclist. I'd been teaching spinning for 6 years, but I never really did any major endurance events as of yet. I started doing MS 150 rides on my road bike, so 150 miles for MS every year. And then a friend of mine was doing a marathon in memory of one of his college buddies who had passed away due to a medical mistake in the hospital, and which killed him. It was something brain related, but I was like, wow, first of all, that's crazy. Second of all, I would love to go do that run with him. So in 2007, I went to DC and watched him run the Marine Corps Marathon. And this is a 265-pound, 6'5" rugby player. And I was like, who's also, by the way, a computer programmer. So just picture a very how crazy is that?
It must be one of those computers with like giant keys for those giant.
He's got fingers. Literally, he's got those giant hands. Yeah.
I bet.
So shout out to John Babb if you're listening to this, but we love you, John. But he set such a great example to me, and I'm like, dude, I'm coming back. I can't stand on the sidelines. I was like, if you're gonna do this next year in his memory, I'm coming back. I'm gonna run this with you. Long story short, I didn't listen to him. I didn't listen to other people about transitioning from a cyclist to a runner background, and didn't train properly. And then all of a sudden my IT band was getting all messed up and I was possibly not going to be able to do this marathon. And I went to my first ever chiropractor because someone said, listen, Scott, this is, you could have an alignment issue that's triggering the tissue issue. This guy has a masseuse on staff. They massage you first before they adjust you. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I could use a massage anyway. And then this guy got me ready. Like over the next 3 to 4 weeks, I was back at it. My training was flowing. And then I've been hooked on that ever since. So no offense to the MD world.
Yeah, no. I'm a DO. I'm, you know, so widely regarded as an MD, DO, whatever. We don't get trained in prevention. We are trained in pills and procedures. That's just a fact. When it comes to nutrition, we get nothing. Lifestyle, the importance of sleep and sunshine, and relaxation, and even in physical activity, we just tell people, yeah, go on the treadmill for 45 minutes a day. That's healthy. The doctors of chiropractic that I know, they are uniquely trained in that endeavor. And once again, I think they're uniquely positioned to really, really take over because, you know, they are going to speak to their patients about health and wellness. It's not just about fixing back pain, neck pain. There's so many of those doctors that are doing such great things. So anywho.
No, I mean, that's why I'm so excited about this episode with you because it's always been hard for me to talk to the fact that it's getting easier thanks to this show. I've had on a couple ER doctors, a good friend of mine here locally who's an ER, and I got him to admit on a live episode. He had no problem admitting. He's like, yeah. He's like, guess what, guys? The average MD or the average medical doctor, we don't get taught anything about nutrition or that actual healthy lifestyle. We learn how things metabolize in the body. We get maybe an hour or two when we're in the university. And then unless you choose, I believe his words were, unless you choose to make that part of your CEU process, your continuing education accredited process, it's never going to be a priority. And like you just pointed out, unfortunately, somebody who got into healthcare to care for people then becomes the drug pusher and the pill pusher because that's all they're being taught and learned over the next few years from sales reps and conferences they go to. I mean, I'm guessing you completely agree with everything I just said.
I agree with everything. I left a group of 40 cardiologists and about 15 nurse practitioners and PAs. I saw it on a daily basis. I saw it on a daily basis for years and I was the same person. So I'm not, throwing them all under the bus. I mean, it's just how we're trained. We're trained about pills. We're trained about procedures. We see a high volume. We see patients very quickly. If your blood pressure is high, here's a pill to lower it. Goodbye. There's no other conversation about why the blood pressure is elevated, why cholesterol and lipid profiles can be abnormal, why somebody has inflammation and heart failure and strokes. And that's it's sad. It's really sad. But that's the beauty of being on podcasts like this and me getting my message out there to the world. That's why I wrote my Amazon best-selling book, The Paleo Cardiologist, was to get information out there. And if if you're an ER doctor or you're a surgeon or whatever you are, and you take issue with, Dr. Jack Wolfson, well, then you're also taking issue with the 300 MDs and PhDs that wrote the references at the end of my book that prove on what I say. So, the truth hurts and get over it because the world is going to pass you by. The internet is the great equalizer, podcasts, et cetera, the great equalizer where you can learn from some brilliant minds about what it truly means to be healthy and how you can achieve it.
Well, and so you transitioned perfectly because I was going to bring this up next. Obviously, I hinted at it in the intro. You have a powerful book, The Paleo Cardiologist, and again, to our listeners, guys, this doesn't mean that we're just saying that everybody needs to be living the paleo. I'm doing in air quotes because I have a paleolithic influenced lifestyle. It's a matter of learning what that means at its root core. And then even if in the beginning you're only experimenting with like 10% of it, like you start putting in some of those reps. I'm a fitness guy, so I got to talk to them. Like you got to start putting in some of the reps and saying, listen, you can't knock something until you try it. So in this case, we're talking about you taking a rep or a step forward and experiencing something of a healthy, natural lifestyle versus experimenting with a drug. Like, okay, wouldn't you rather take the natural step first and learn a little bit how your body's going to start responding to this possible healthiest step you've ever done before you knock it? Like everybody's like, oh, this whole paleo thing. I mean, how do you respond to that? Like the whole paleo thing.
Well, the book has some information about paleo nutrition. But the majority of it is about living the paleo lifestyle, the wisdom of our ancestors in the 21st century. I mean, how do we apply those principles and try and do the best we can? And like you said, if you follow it 10% or 20%, it's better than where you came from. The more you follow it, the better your health is going to be. And, you know, when it comes to nutrition, no matter what diet you follow, the thing I put in the book is that please do it organically. You know, avoid the pesticides, avoid the chemicals, and avoid the, you know, toxins and pollutants. So if you're eating ice cream, go get organic ice cream. If you're drinking coffee, go get organic coffee, on and on. And the paleo lifestyle is going to be the answer, because by doing that, you lower your risk of everything. You know, when you learn about the importance of sleep and the importance of sunshine, which the medical community is so vilified, for example, you learn the importance of stress reduction. You learn the importance of avoiding pollutants and contaminants. The body heals, you know, and the sad thing is that when you talk about pharmaceuticals like statin drugs and blood pressure drugs, they can help lower numbers and quote unquote improve numbers, but they do not have any significant benefit on outcomes. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, who lives the best, who lives the longest, who has the lowest risk of heart attack and stroke. And those are the people that are living the healthy lifestyle.
So in your book, I mean, it's a massive book, so there's a lot of good content, and you just hinted at it. You've had 300, I know officially we can't call them peer reviews. I'm going to bring it up on the screen here for our YouTube watchers and listeners as well. Here's obviously the primary site, the drwolfsons.com, and then obviously here's the book, The Paleo Cardiologist, and here it is on Amazon. So the book here, your tagline on the book, The Natural Way to Heart Health. So why, obviously, besides you being a cardiologist, but why did you target purely just cardiology and just heart health out of the paleo world? Is obviously, I know that's your medical background, but you could have gone so many different ways with this thanks to your wife's influence and what you guys do as a power couple. So
I guess, Scott, this is you giving me my marketing tips, and I appreciated that. I could have used it certainly a couple of years ago when the book came out. You know, like anything, you know, you kind of kick around some titles and you see where you want to go with it. But, you know, I think that, you know, once again, it's about grasping that if you do the things to improve heart health, you improve the things for total body health. So this is a way to prevent cancer. This is a way to prevent brain-based diseases. This is a way to prevent osteoporosis or kidney stones, or, you know, improve testosterone, whatever it may be. That's what the book is about. So, you know, I start off with talking about the importance of cholesterol, what it does for the body, the functionality in the body. Then I talk about advanced lipid particles, why the body makes them, what are the good, the bad amongst those, and then how to improve things. And, you know, there's chapters in there on heavy metals. There's chapters in there on sleep and the importance of sunshine and, you know, 20 most important tests that you need and 20 supplements that are evidence-based. So we go in a lot of different directions with the book. But, yeah, listen, at the end of the day, I am a cardiologist, so it is pretty targeted for people for heart health information. But, you know, I do think the information is applicable to a newborn baby all the way to someone who's 100 years of age.
So it's interesting. You brought up something, a real light touch here on supplements, right? And we talked a little bit about obviously the heart piece of it. So I'm a very big nutball about this, but that's why I'm a big paleo guy. And actually, I'll revert back to what we briefly talked about Vinny earlier. And I respect something that Vinny has helped, and you'll probably appreciate this. He trademarked the term NSNG. So he's a cancer survivor, leukemia, all thanks to a very famous, well-known doctor out on the West Coast that helped him. And he's a huge cyclist. That's why he and I get along so well. But he's basically, his tagline, Vinny Todorich, is the celebrity, you know, fitness trainer. So he's basically, all the famous people hire him to get their act together out in LA. But he came from good old Louisiana. Like, you know, he grew up on a farm and everything else, but he's actually studied at Tulane University. So he's studied amongst higher level educational programming that normally you wouldn't get as a professional trainer. I guess Tulane takes it to the next level, and he required to study anatomy and a lot of other medical courses while he was there. But to his point, he ended up creating NSNG, which stands for no sugar, no grains. Because he ties that back not just to him battling cancer, but also heart health and things of that nature. Because let's be real, our government is still miseducating people on heart health, heart healthy grains and everything else. But they're also talking about, oh, well, you know, plaque, and we're talking about sugar now, and plaque, and people, oh, eggs are evil for how many years, and all this other stuff, right? So how do you respond to, I guess, some of, how do we bring that back into kind of a full circle from your perspective? What is your influence when in relation to trying to teach people about, you know, plaque and things of that nature, and how it relates to the heart, and how we're tying in this influence, this negative influence of excessive sugar consumption, especially here in the USA? So we have a diet lifestyle that's been thrown off a lot over the years.
Well, I think, you know, clearly everybody, no matter what the diet is or what the diet book is, everybody is going to be anti-sugar. Unfortunately, sugar is the most addictive thing in the world, and it's really, really difficult to get people off of sugar. But, you know, we try and listen, you know, whether it's me, it's you, it's Vinny, all we can do is give people the information, and what they do with it is up to them. So often they just don't hear the truth. They don't hear the truth from the medical doctor or in the typical medical establishment. They don't spend the time to speak to people. They're not educated to speak to people. They are kind of down on the whole process in the sense that, they feel that no one's going to listen to them anyways. So even if they were to learn it, well, who's going to tell them, you know, who's going to stop eating sugar and grains? But I certainly like that idea, you know, as well. That, I guess, would be kind of similar to maybe some of the Weston A. Price, you know, Foundation, principles, no sugar, keeping grain unless it's a sprouted grain to a minimum. If you do dairy, do raw dairy. And I think for the most part, that's all, you know, agreeable and allowable. I don't have much of an issue with that. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, why the body forms plaque, I think it's actually pretty simple to figure out. I think it all stems from a leaky gut. And when you have the things that damage the gut, you damage the intestinal lining, things get into the body that don't belong. And then the body has three finite responses to that leaky gut and to that onslaught from the environment. And that is going to be immune system activation, inflammation, and oxidative stress. And I talk about this in chapter 10 in my book. And now that's the body's response: inflammation, immune activation, and oxidative stress. And then collateral damage is just the cells of the body, right? It's the endothelial cells that line blood vessels. And now you've got coronary artery disease. It's the cells and tissues of the blood-brain barrier. Now things get into the brain that don't belong, and now you've got all the neuroinflammatory disorders and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. You mentioned MS. Yeah, listen, you know, people can race for the cure for MS all day long, but the cause is well known, and the cause of MS is it's an autoimmune disease, you know. Yep. And, you know, clearly it's improved from things like sunshine and sleep and, you know, making sure you don't have a leaky gut. And then, you know, once again, once the endothelial cells of the blood vessels are damaged, now they start to collect healing particles, and those are more inflammatory cells. Those are cholesterol particles and LDLs. And when that healing is not complete, that's when a plaque ruptures, and that's when someone has a heart attack. And that's when they're on a plane ride, and you need to ask someone if they're a doctor on the plane, who once again can do nothing until you're in an emergency room. You know, people are telling me when I show up, you know, mountain biking or whatever, they're like, oh, it's a good thing we got a cardiologist here. And I say, I can dial 911.
I was going to say, you can only do so much.
With the best of them. Yeah. There's not much else I can do besides dial 911.
Yeah. By the way, I'm a huge mountain biker. So kudos to that. You get out often, by the way, weekly or?
Not often enough, but, you know, I've got a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old, and we're still really active with those dudes. We do a lot of hiking, but actually, yeah, we got a friend out here in the desert, and he runs tours with those really big fat tire mountain bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and it's they just kind of roll over, you know, over the bumps and stuff like that out there in the desert. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, three of my good friends already picked them up. I was riding them in Colorado back in 2012 because I helped a buddy open up a shop outside of Denver in Littleton called Pedal. But he was one of the first shops to really start pushing the growth of those fat tire bikes, because you have so much air in those tires that you really don't even need to pay extra to have those higher end frames with the suspension systems and everything else. Because admittedly, my mountain bike out back, my brand new one last year, that's a race bike, full suspension. I don't have the fat tire on it, but fat bikes are super, super fun. So they're just, you're, like you said, they kind of roll over everything. You feel like you're riding on pillows.
Well, out here, you know, in certainly in Phoenix, I mean, there's just so many different trails, so many different areas. And it's interesting because one of the areas we go to is up in North Scottsdale. It's called Brown Ranch Trailhead.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and what it is, you know, all day long, you see mountain bikers out there, but it's not a bunch of kids. It's a bunch of, you know, 50, 60 year olds that are out there and just pedaling away. And, you know, it's just a great activity. And just being outside in the sunshine, I mean, one of the things that really bothers me, you know, and I'm originally from Chicago, and I could speak to the fact that I spent so much time inside the gym and on the treadmill and on the stationary bike. And like you said, you know, to get out there and ride 150 miles or to get out there in the desert and hike and bike and walk and do squats with your body weight and lunges and push-ups and pull-ups on an outside bar.
I'm loving this.
You know, out there in the sunshine and the fresh air. That's what it's about. It's not about hopping on a treadmill for 45 minutes while you're watching CNN. I mean, it's just that that's not the pathway to health.
I agree. I actually am anti-treadmill. I had to use them in bad weather when I was training for the marathon. And then I got into some half marathons and stuff like that after that. And I was like, okay, but then I couldn't stand it. I was like, this felt so unnatural. Plus they don't actually adapt your joints and that adaptation of impact. It's not the same. Like Washington, D.C., when I ran the Marine Corps Marathon, that's all asphalt and concrete. Those are two of the hardest surfaces that you have to run on. So running on a spring-loaded treadmill is not going to get you ready for that.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's, and I love trail running. I love to get on the trail and just do, you know, 3, 4, 5 miles, nothing dramatic. Try and wear some, you know, really thin shoes, thin soled shoes, so you can really get that impact. You know, obviously, I'm sure you read the book, you know, Born to Run about the barefoot runners.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how is that just not magical to your health?
The Tarahumara Indians, I think I pronounced that correctly. I still recommend that book to this day. I read that. My first fire assignment in 2010, I bought that book and I was just camping. We camped under the stars every night. That's how we lived. We lived outdoors with the fire. It was just, and it's funny, and I'll connect this back here in a second, but anyway, that book led me into the love of Vibrams, the Vibram five finger shoes.
Sure.
Still have a pair to this day. I've always had a pair. And actually that's where in Arizona, I started using them and start building out 1 mile at a time. And then I started hiking in them too until I can get used to really more of that minimalism. And that's something else for real quick for our listeners is that we're referring to minimalist shoes. Doesn't have to be Vibrams, for example, but be careful. Do not go out and think you're going to go run a half marathon with no experience. Like the whole point here of impact is you need to build up the structural integrity and the strength of your muscles and the tissues in your feet. It takes time to adapt to that if you've been running on squishy, you know, highly marketable shoes that really serve no benefit. So I speak out on minimalism on a regular basis because I'm a big nut of that. And I just feel that, and there's been proof on this too, all these crazy soles and spongy honeycomb, whatever shoes, it's all marketing, dude. Like they're just coming out with new fancy look designs. There's actual no science behind that as far as the body. I don't know if you would agree with that or not.
Well, you know, I mean, for one thing, I'm standing in my socks right now in my office. I don't wear shoes in the office. I sell duck fat in my office. I sell coconut oil in my office, all those things that are vilified. Mm. So, yeah, no, I'm totally on board with all those things. And yeah, I love it. And it just works. It just works for my patients, you know, and going, you know, circling back to that leaky gut idea, you know, there's, you know, when I first learned about leaky gut in 2005, from my wife, and I kind of like laughed in her face. I'm like, you know, I went to school for 10 years. I never heard about leaky gut once. And she said, well, that's your problem. Go read about it. So I started to read about it. And I, you know, kind of, you know, I look for literature. There's really not much in the literature, but the concept made sense. Well, now over the last 10 years, the medical literature has exploded on the topic of leaky gut. And over the last couple of years, there's testing companies that can do it with a simple blood test. And It's really exciting. I'm working on my PowerPoint presentation I've done for doctors, and I'm gonna, you know, record it and I'll put it up online as well, and then a link to, you know, the place on our website where we have where people can actually order the test kits, and we just send them out the test kits, and they can do it in a local lab and get the results. Very cool stuff.
Now, is that going to be something that like anybody can do from anywhere? Because obviously you exist online, so, and I don't live in Arizona anymore. But is that something like literally if I could go and order that test kit that gets drop shipped to me and then I just have to find a local lab here that would support that?
Yeah, and then exactly. You call around and say, hey, listen, I got a lab kit, you know, in here, whatever. And, you know, the instructions are with it. The company is called Vibrant America. And our website, if you go to the shop page, you can punch in Wheat Zoomer. And that gives you information about that particular kit. And then we're working on...
For our YouTube people, I'm going to do that literally right now. Yeah, so I'm on the shop page. And then...
I mean, this is so important. So important. So
I'm searching the store.
Search button, Wheat. Just punch in Wheat. Oh. In the search box.
Oh. That would help.
There you go.
Right, there we go. Wheat.
Wheat. Good.
And another book reference, since we said wheat, some of my first books I ever read was Dr. Perlmutter's Grain Brain and Wheat Belly, just phenomenal books as well that I highly recommend. I just have no time right now, but I need to make time to build a library of reference into my site, because we've talked about authors like you and just great books that I want to make sure more people are knowing about. And that's something that I will say Vinny Todorich does a great job on his site. If you ever come onto his show, because he has a huge following, every book that he respects and appreciates, and he'll probably love yours too, goes on there. I know that there's a difference of opinion on the Cairo thing, but then again, you're a cardiologist, so we can skip past that, and he'd probably accept it in right away. So anyway,
Whatever. I mean, listen, obviously I feel very strongly about chiropractic and maybe I was a little bit harsh and got off to the wrong foot.
No, but maybe you can help influence him.
Well,
right?
And maybe I have a whole chapter on chiropractic in my book. Now, the whole chapter is 8 pages, but I can discuss it all day long on how chiropractic helps heart health. But here's the leaky gut. And then, as we see here, basically what happens is you have all different environmental toxins that damage the intestinal lining. Those tight junctions open up, and then particles get into the body that don't belong. And then the body says, "What are you?" And it attacks those nasty particles. And then in the attacking process, it starts attacking other parts of the body, because the body doesn't go into attack mode as kind of like you'd think of like a sharpshooter. It goes in with a machine gun, kind of blasting through everything to try and destroy foreign invaders. So it's really a fantastic, fantastic test. Now, one of the beauties of this is that not only does it look for a leaky gut, but then also tests for 50 different antibodies to wheat, gluten, and the non-gluten components of wheat. So this is, I kind of jokingly say, this is like your certificate where you take this. If you're at a restaurant, you're gluten-free and you're talking to someone, the waiter or waitress, and they kind of roll their eyes. Oh, you're another one of those gluten-free people. Well, here's your certificate that says, you know what? You've got a gluten sensitivity issue and you better do something about it, because it's going to wind up causing disease down the road. And what I find, Scott, is that at least 50% of the people that are patients of mine in my practice have evidence of leaky gut and gluten wheat sensitivity. It is a major, major problem in society. And it stands to reason, because wheat is just not paleo food, certainly not in its present condition, how most people eat it. So if you're like, oh, well, what about, sprouted ancient grains? Yeah. Well, I think those are probably a lot healthier, of course, than eating Wonder Bread. But here's the reality, man. Just get tested. Don't guess. Yeah. Don't guess at it. It's find out if it's caused, whatever diet you're on, find out what it's doing to you. Don't say, oh, well, you know what? I look good. I feel good. Everything's great. And, we've all heard those stories where that person has a heart attack the next day. Can you believe that happened to so-and-so? Well, if they weren't tested, you're never going to know. I've talked to some of the people, some people that are in the health and wellness space, and you think they're the healthiest people in the world. And then they kind of call me up on the side and say, hey, I'm having these kind of issues. And you're shocked. You're like, wow, you think they're so healthy. And then when you do the in-depth testing, you find all different areas of fault in those people. And then you work to correct it. That's all.
Well, and I think part of this correction piece that our listeners need to get from you is that this is correctable. The human body is an amazing and powerful machine. That's what I like to call it anyway. So when you start fueling it with the right hydration, the right nutrition, the right light that you referenced earlier. Quick reference on that. Have you ever heard of the famous Dr. Jack Cruz?
Jack and I spoke together last June in at Shelburne Farms in Vermont. Love Jack.
I'm jealous. I'm very jealous because he's been on the show. He is the most downloaded episode that I've ever had on this show. That guy has a crazy viral following.
Yes.
And what he speaks to our listeners, for our newer listeners who have just been finding the show and haven't heard this before, he talks about water, light, and magnetism. And one of the reasons why Jack moved himself to Louisiana, for example, was we were talking about this because when I was doing the wildland firefighting, right, up in Pleasant Valley, the bottom of the valley in Arizona was 5,000 feet. The rim around us was 7,000 feet. And I, you know, because you've been to the Mogollon, all that stuff is higher. And he said, well, Scott, he's like, and those two summers of wildland firefighting, I was in the outdoors all the time, in the sun all the time, many times at fires anywhere from 7,000 to 9,000 feet as well. And he said, Scott, he's like, what you don't realize is you were probably at the healthiest point in your life. Now, granted, I was taking on a lot of stress and toxic inflammatory response due to just the beatdown that we did hiking in the mountains and wielding chainsaws and breathing smoke. So luckily, I had the outdoors to balance some of that. And I did have to go through a little rebuilding after that because my body was pretty built up with accumulated exhaustion, adrenal weakness, and stuff like that. But the point here is that he said, Scott, he's like, you were probably the healthiest you've ever been because of just that amount of light exposure for your mitochondrial health, right? And you just talked about this, cellular repair, the mitochondria of our cells, the right amount of being outside, getting out of the unnatural lights. Jack was had no problem busting on me because I'm a CrossFit coach in my free time on Fridays. I coach classes in the evening. And he's like, I guarantee you guys are working out underneath those fluorescent lights, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. When spring and summer comes, I get him outside. He's like, get him outside in the middle of the snow.
Well, I think what's great about Jack is that he brings some heavy science to the paleo lifestyle is what it is. And, you know, Jack, I think, you know, kind of gets away from the food issues and says, well, you know, it's not all those paleo gurus and paleo nutrition people, you know, they're missing the boat. You know, it's the paleo lifestyle, living the lifestyle. And in doing so, you're eating the foods. And Jack is a big fan of seafood, of course, and so am I. And I test people's cellular levels, of omega-3s. And so many people, especially the vegan population, their cellular levels of omega-3 are in the toilet. And clearly that's linked to all disease. So, you know, Jack is about the basics, right? Get outside, get sunshine, get your sleep, and eat your, eat tons of seafood and we'll live. And it's great to have someone like Jack on your side because he does delve so deep into the science. And you're right, some of those rabid followers of his just dig up on that science too. But for the 99.99% of the population who doesn't want to do that kind of deep quantum physics dive, just follow, you know, once again, just follow the wisdom of our ancestors, follow nature. You can learn about how the sun works and all the amazing things, or you can just say, you know what, I'm busy doing other things in my life. I'm just going to make a focus on getting sunshine.
Yeah. And like, you know, I talked before we started this call today about how I was at that event this weekend with Joe Dispenza, who's a DC historically, but very well known in that quantum space, right? Talk about quantum law. And obviously he was more focused on brain health and our mindset and how we're driving positive versus negative thoughts. So he was at a different level of programming than what Dr. Jack Cruz hits on. But it's funny because one of my friends and followers has been loving the podcast now because we brought on so many people like him and yourself. He's going to love this episode too. So shout out to Jason. But he just bought one of Jack Cruz's new Quantlets. So I can't wait for that thing to arrive because I'm going to go play with that thing because I'm very intrigued by that. I don't know if you've dug into that more since they released that new device.
I ordered, and when I was with Jack, I ordered my device shortly afterwards, and I'm still waiting on delivery. So, hopefully it shows up sooner than later, and we can test it out. But the theory sounds great, and you know, I guess one real quick thing is that a lot of these people that are kind of cold, you know, gurus and big into the cold, I get it. but I'm a Chicago guy, you know, and I moved to Arizona because I don't like the cold. So there may be some extraordinary health benefits to cold submersion and cold techniques. I just, I don't think it's for me. I'll do everything else. But you know what? Our ancestors came from the Middle East. We came from Northern Africa. We were not cold, you know, exposed people, and maybe some degree of evolution has changed that, or based on where you lived and who the survivors were. But you know what? I consider myself a Middle Easterner at heart, although my family all came from Russia and Poland. But I'll stick with the heat.
Well, and all this we're discussing for our listeners, I mean, we're obviously talking about something that a lot of you guys don't know what we're talking about, this Quantlet device. You can Google it. I'll link it in the show notes if you guys want to go check it out. But some of you guys geek out like I do, and a lot of you guys don't. So, but the point here is to reel this back in here is that, and for our YouTube visitors, I still have the image up on the website here, the picture of the gut health. Reminder this is that, I forget how many years ago it was, on Time Magazine, the cover of the magazine, there was a giant picture of fire, and the Time was bringing light to the exposure of the knowledge, the fact of the inflammatory response of our body, right? Inflammation killing America, I believe, was the title of the article, and it was on the cover, and it was a powerful article, and I like to bring it up from time to time because this is everything that Jack is talking about. This is everything our Jack and the Pyro Jack is talking about. I said, guys, like, your body is a powerful machine. If things aren't going right on the inside, the natural response is inflammation, because literally our body is trying to put the fire out. So are you okay with me explaining it in that way, in a very general way, as a firefighter type of terminology?
No, I totally agree, you know, but, you know, once again, it's about, yeah, removing, you know, what's causing the fire. That's what's really the most important thing, is that, you know, it's all about causation, and we can do it. So whether, you know, you put out the fire with natural approaches, or you put it, you know, put it out with pharmaceutical or surgical approaches, it's about going after the causation. That's really what's super important.
Well, and back to your book, obviously the key word here is paleo, right? So, and actually, on that paleo connection, I have never been to a paleo FX event, but I originally got connected to Jack Cruz because I had one of his followers on, Kevin Cottrell. And I believe you know him, obviously, because have you been on Fitfluential Radio?
I spoke at Paleo FX last year,
okay.
So for, you know, 2016, but I, yeah, I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, Kevin Cottrell was actually one of the guys who helped really create Paleo FX, and then he eventually split off because some of his knowledge that he's gained from Jack Cruz was creating, I guess, some rubs, and he's like, all right, well, it's fine. He's like, I'm going to go to the next level, because even Jack said on my show, he's like, Scott, you mentioned biohacking and trying to get into this, you know, because I study a lot of this now, and I follow Dave Asprey, and I agree and disagree with some of the stuff he's doing. But the whole point here is we're trying to learn more, right, and dig into this more. And like, I like the bulletproof methodology. I drink bulletproof coffee. I like that. Induce, you know, removing the sugars and putting more healthy fats back into my diet.
Everyone likes coffee, Scott.
Yeah, but the funny thing here is that, like, Kevin Cottrell, anyway, came on my show, and then I found out about Fifth Lunch Radio, and the reason why I even got connected to Jack Cruz is because Jack shared that episode on all of his social media feeds, and my download spiked, and all of a sudden, a friend of mine texted me saying, oh my God, you're on Jack Cruz's feed, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I had no idea that Kevin Cottrell was a follower of Jack Cruz, but they all talk about mitochondrial health, getting more, you know, sunlight, getting more of that healthy exposure. But back to the paleo piece here is that, again, paleo is not just cutting wheat out of your life to our listeners. Here in the U.S., it is a big deal because I grew up in farming. The wheat we had 25 plus years ago is not the same wheat or grains that we have today. I'm not going to get into the whole bioengineering thing and all the chemical crap, but basically that's really what it is. It's like we've bastardized our crops. And it's not the same crops we had before. And I joked around about this weekend at that dinner with Dr. Joe Dispenza. I said, you know, guys, you'll see me eat pasta when I go to Italy. I will probably try some pasta if I was in Italy, because they have the original strain over there. If I go to Greece or something like that, I don't know if you would agree. Would you ever eat pasta over there?
Well, you know, I mean, I definitely would, but you know, I think once again, that's the importance of doing the testing is that, you know, see where you're at, and maybe these grains are not bothering you quite as much. And if you're feeling good and looking good, and your tests come back and say that you're good, then I think it's okay to indulge in that a little bit. I mean, there's absolutely no positive benefit whatsoever to eating sugar. So that's why I said, you know, originally everybody agrees with cutting that out. But if you're someone who's like, oh, you know what, I like Ezekiel bread, or I'm going to Italy and I'm getting some fresh, wheat that's ancient wheat, you know, ancient grains, and done in the right way without all the pesticides, then once again, I'm cool with that. But, you know, the problem, you know, and I mentioned this in the book, is that it's so much of it is all pesticide driven. So no matter what diet you're following, if you're vegan, if you're paleo, if you're Mediterranean, just do it without the chemicals. And that's going to make a huge, huge difference. And I think that, you know, where Jack Cruz and some of those other people, the bio, whatever, you know, biohackers or whatever, you know, people want to call themselves, I think that, you know, light and sunshine and all those things are important, but that's just not going to do enough to detoxify the poison food. So yes. I think you have to rope back in that piece. And to me, it boils down to three things, the right nutrition, the right sunshine, the right sleep. And you do that and everything else falls into place.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely square up on that and actually agree, because that was the firefighting thing. That's why I was beat up at the end of the year. It was just, we were sleeping every night, but we were doing 16-hour shifts on the fire line. But I think a big part of my issue, why I finished the season strong, but I wasn't at my normal fitness levels. It took me a month or two, and I still hadn't gotten all my energy back. And that's when I got into learning about detoxing. Well, your body already detoxes, but most of us can't detox at the healthiest levels that we should be, because we're so toxic. So things aren't cycling. That's why I got into some intermittent fasting and incorporating in that really helped body get back and jack up that detoxing process. Because as a firefighter, we were living on the government dime. So our fire camps were like, you know, low-grade meat, low-grade eggs. There was times where we're remote in the mountains, we're eating MREs. Dear God, that's got to be the worst thing you could ever put in your body. It's just ridiculous preservatives and salts, and it's just low quality. Just
and I think that's an issue I would take with, you know, Paleo Effects and other events like that, is that they just don't talk enough about the free range grass fed, you know, portion. And so many of these, you know, bone broth proteins and some of the stuff that's out there is, you know, it's just not from the animal in the correct way. I mean, they're getting these proteins, they're getting these powders from tortured animals. And on the label, you know, no one, you know, on the label, it'll say grass fed. What does that mean? You know, I'm looking for things that are 100% grass fed, you know, from start to finish. And it's about eating those healthy foods. And even some of those people in the paleo movement, and that Paleo Effects, it also kind of morphed into, as you've seen, you know, paleo CrossFit. And yeah, the people like, you know, Jack and myself, Jack, would, you know, I think it's awesome if you can get outside and, you know, throw the boulder from here to there, or carry jugs of water, or carry other people, or if you want to get into it, you know, fighting and wrestling, you know, with others. But it was all done outside. It wasn't done at, you know, 9 o'clock at night under the fluorescent bulbs. I agree with that.
Yeah, it's, I think if you had to go big picture on everything we're discussing, it's just reminding all of us that the society has improved so much with technology, but yet we've stepped away from some of the old school things. So that's why I love the key word here is paleo, but that paleolithic mindset is that we're not saying you go back to caveman times. We're saying just look at some of the basic fundamentals that ensured survival. And are we still, I guess, living with any of them anymore? Right. I mean, that's why it's like, guys, like, we're not saying you have to go crazy obsessed like myself and you. But then again, I have no complaints. I'm pretty happy and I'm pretty healthy. I'm turning 40 and I got people telling me that I don't look 40. I'm like, great. I appreciate that. Thank you. But that's the point here. We're talking about a healthy lifestyle. That's what we're doing with the show. Like, again, we talk about health, business, and lifestyle. But again, especially if you're some top-notch executive making great money, I say this line all the time. I was like, listen, you can have millions of dollars, but when you hit 50, 60, or let's say even 70, and you're stuck in a hospital bed, what is that money worth? Like, you can't spend it. You're going to spend it on medical bills. But like, I would rather be out in the mountains hiking and have the health and the fitness and the the viral energy that everybody feeds off of around me, like, or I'm influencing other people. So that's why I get so passionate about this stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, and listen, at the end of the day, it's all about giving people answers. You know, if you have health problems, this is the way to live to get rid of those health problems. If you are looking to prevent disease, this is the way that, you know, that you do it. So we're giving people the answers, and people are not getting the answers from their average MD. So to tell people, hey, listen, you know, if you take a statin drug, your chances of having a heart attack are 6%. If you don't take the statin drug, your chances are 7%. So if you want to be part of the 0% category that, you know, Jack and Scott here are talking about, you know, then this is the way you're going to do it, because we know what the numbers are in the medical system, 7% versus 6%. And I show all this data in my book. And if you're happy with that, fine. But if you want to be part of the 0% category, there is a way to do it.
Well, and you had mentioned earlier, I'm going to rewind way back to the beginning of this episode. You had 300 different medical professionals, you know, obviously support your book. Was one of them Nina Teicholz?
Well, when I say I've got 300 references at the end of
references,
my book,
sorry, yeah.
That support, you know, my information. So this is just all the studies that you get from the medical literature. This is where I, you know, these are references in my book. So, you know, if I'm talking about paleo, or I'm talking about pesticides, or I'm talking about heavy metals, or I'm talking about supplements, or I'm talking about stress and disease, I'm talking about lack of sleep and disease, I've got all the references in my book. So if someone was to come out and say, hey, listen, Wolfson's a crazy cardiologist, he met his chiropractic wife and went off the deep end, it's like, well, if you're insulting me, then you're insulting the 300 authors of the medical journals.
So what your point is, you're actually one of these valuable books that actually prove and have quoted legitimate research that actually is out there, that I have a feeling, that's why I love books like yours. I was hinting at Nina, because Nina has that bestseller, The Big Fat Surprise, which teaches us how to incorporate healthy fats back into our diet, very paleo-esque as far as meats and everything, butter. But the point here is that I love books like yours and hers, especially when you have tons of professional references down there, because I think there's so much incorrect professional information out there nowadays that they get lost. So it takes professionals like you, Nina, and others to bring the valid content back forth, and you become basically a reference guide. It's like, hey, it's not just Jack's opinion here. Like, he's bringing in those resources, so you have basically a one-stop shop. Hey, here's everything.
Well, you know, listen, if any of your listeners have, you know, family members, so a lot of the people that are listening to this, I mean, they're all on board and they're all in agreement. They're like, yeah, I'm spot on. And maybe, you know, we've taught them a couple things about leaky gut or whatever, but this is about getting my book into the hands of anybody who has cardiovascular disease, who's looking to prevent cardiovascular disease, so we can show them that the pills and procedures model doesn't work. I've got the references and I've got the plan to make it work. And oh, by the way, take the book into your cardiologist or your MD's office and say, I'm following this guy and I've got the references in there to back it up. It's, you know, you're not listening to the cardiologist who said, go chew on the bark, you know, of a saguaro cactus. I've got the science and the information in there, and it's really super simple. It's really exciting.
Well, and something I promote on this show regularly is Audible, and I just brought this up for our YouTube watchers because, yes, it's available in audio content. That's what I own. I'm terrible at, I do have a lot of physical books that people send me, but I own the Audible version because I just travel so much. And this is just, this is what I promote. Like, guys, you don't have to physically sit down and read a book all the time. Get it an audio version and listen to it when you can fit it into your lifestyle. But to your point though, Jack, yeah, get the physical, because then you could drop it off at your doctor's office and maybe they'll actually have something intelligent on the coffee table.
Well, you know, and also listen, I mean, there are, yeah, certainly a lot of people, we've done very well on audiobook and stuff like that. But, you know, for someone that you love to get the book into their hands, to let, you know, most, I love reading physical books. I'm sure you do as well when you have the time and late, you know, at night before you go to bed, I tell people, obviously turn off the cell phone, the internet and the Wi-Fi, and unplug, and then just turn on your, you know, your lamp with your incandescent bulb, and you know, and maybe your orange, you know, blue blocker glasses, yeah, and just read a book, and and learn. But so many people in the generation of our parents, 60s, 70s, and even into their 80s, the book is such a valuable, valuable resource. And heck, you know, Father's Day and whatever kind of holiday, don't buy people crappy, you know, sweaters and other kind of garbage that people buy. Give the gift of health.
The gift of health and education, actually. I completely agree with that, because we had this discussion actually this weekend. Yesterday at my girlfriend's family's house, and we were talking about sugar and stuff like that. And they were joking around about how her mother can eat whatever she wants. And I was like, to be fair, and obviously your test can confirm this, but it's like, guys, like, without me even having to bring this book out, I can already say that from my research and what I've been studying, I heard that there's different opinions. Some say it's 20, some say it's 25, some say it's 30, but 20 to 30% of the population doesn't have issues with grains and sugars and stuff like that. But the best way to confirm it, going back to your earlier point here, is getting tests like that done to actually confirm what is your gut biome. Like, how are you dialed and programmed? Because then we can have some science to actually back it up, because I'd rather not just blindly be living and saying, hey, is this an issue or not? I know that I don't have any leaky gut issues, but I still want to have the test done because I want to see, maybe I'm wrong. But
I mean, listen, you know, people are totally healthy until they wake up one day and they're not. I mean, you know, once again, how many people, you know, how many times have we heard about, you know, someone in their 40s, you know, has breast cancer, or 50s in the colon cancer and prostate cancer, or obviously as a cardiologist, I've seen the sickest of the sick. I've seen 20-year-olds with massive heart attacks and sent them on to bypass surgery. You know, you see disease, and unless you look under the covers, you're not going to see it. So yeah, even for you, Scott, or anybody else, you know, you may have leaky gut and not have any symptoms whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You may have inflammation. You may have an hsCRP that's elevated, phospholipase A2, myeloperoxidase, oxidized LDLs. You don't know until you get tested. And, you know, that's kind of the beauty of it. And sometimes testing can be very motivational, right? You see, you've got leaky gut, and you're like, oh, okay, now I've got to really avoid, I've got to avoid the grain, or I've got to do the things to help heal it. If you want health, if you just want the information, or you see the information and you don't make any life changes, well, that's kind of up to you. I mean, addictions, from food are in lifestyle, you know, choices are, it's tough. It's really tough.
You know, and I'll get a little selfish here, but also the selfishness will be for the listener's benefit too. So on your point here, I'll make a two-part question. Like, one, would you say out of all the different blood tests we can get, this is obviously probably one of the priorities you probably want to start with, because some of these medical tests do add up. Some are cheap. So I've heard about $100, $200, $300. So it's like, guys, like, you got to have a starting point. And there's so many tests that are being recommended or not recommended out there. Like, obviously it's on your site, so you recommend it, but in a purest of messaging, would you say that this is one of the first ones you should really ever consider getting done?
You know, I've been doing it for over a year now, and I would definitely say yes, because once again, this appears to be kind of the starting point. Why do I care what your, you know, LDL is, your HDL is? Why do I care, you know, about the old time cholesterol markers when I want to figure out why things may be abnormal. And if you go to the source, you know, and, you know, so you're looking at the leaky gut. And if you have evidence of that, then we got to figure out why. If you don't have leaky gut and you have low inflammation, you're probably in a pretty good place. I mean, you're on the right path. Now, that isn't to say, well, if you're eating junk food going forward, that you're not going to develop it, because listen, you know, people smoke for 40 years and then they get cancer. How'd that happen? I've been smoking for 40 years and now I've got cancer. That's not possible. You know, your body eventually starts to give out. So, you know, you may not have leaky gut 5 years ago, but you could have it today while maintaining the exact same lifestyle.
Well, and there's people who say, well, I have no history of heart disease or cancer in my family. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. And then boom, they have cancer. It's like, well,
yeah
that's your body.
It's nice to not have a family history, but, you know, that being said, even with family history, something has to trigger those genes. We are not genetically designed to have cancer or heart disease or anything else. You know, we're genetically programmed to be pretty darn fantastic. And it only, you know, and that's the whole concept of the epigenetics. But I think it's important to get tested and see where you're at and go from there. Because once again, I've been doing this for so many years. I've seen nasty things happen. And when so-and-so was healthy, supposedly, I just wish I had the chance to check them beforehand and say, wow, your body is absolutely on fire. I'm glad you're not having symptoms from it, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people have celiac antibodies, have no symptoms gastrointestinal wise, but they have brain fog and they have brain issues, and that's clearly linked to autoimmune gut disease.
Oh yeah, the autoimmune thing is a whole different, that's a whole different show. I mean, I lost a cousin to ALS, so it's not a fun illness or disease. And if it could be improved a little bit, I mean, that goes back to, we mentioned Dr. Perlmutter, for example, and all his studies about cutting grain and increasing healthy vegetable and healthy fat content back into the diet, and he's seeing improved, whether he's dealing with clients or test patients regarding depression or other illnesses. It's like, it's crazy to see this. But again, testing helps fortify that. So let's say,
I'm sorry, and real quick,
yeah.
ALS is linked to leaky gut. It's in the literature.
Okay. Powerful.
It's in the literature. I mean, once again, the literature is not everything. I mean, some things just make common sense. But at the end, it is nice to have some of that, you know, some of that reinforcement in the literature to prove, you know, exactly. Yeah, no, there's a link. And over the next 10 years, the literature will explode on that. And Perlmutter's book and Bill Davis, I don't know where Bill Davis is now. You know, he became famous because of Track Your Plaque. Hmm. And Track Your Plaque was about getting routine CT scans to determine if you have coronary artery disease. In my book, I totally bash that whole thing. I hate CAT scans. If you fall off a cliff and you smash your skull and you need a CT scan, different story. But CT scans cause heart disease. CT scans cause cancer. So
yeah, don't be increasing scans in your life. Once in a while, understandable, but.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I operate under the assumption everybody's got coronary artery disease. Let's look at the lab test and see how we can prevent it. I don't need a CAT scan in anybody ever to tell me whether or not they have disease. I think it's a horrible idea.
Yeah. Well, and let's say myself or somebody else gets these tests finally done. And obviously, every person's different. Every lifestyle is different. Every, you know, history, family history, genetics, et cetera. Even though I do believe we can reprogram our genetics. That's a whole different discussion. But what are some of the basics? You get the testing back. There's obviously some concerns with some of the gut health, right? What are some of the basic things? I mean, besides, obviously, we can answer that with paleo. But what are some of the like, top three things that you see most people making the initial changes with, like action steps, even if they haven't even done this blood test yet?
Well, you obviously just live in the paleo lifestyle. So it's the nutrition, it's the sleep, it's the sunshine. We talked about stress. Stress is in and of itself is linked to a leaky gut. Now, those studies are done on mice. And when you put mice under a stressful situation, they will develop leaky gut and all the same things that humans will have. So that's in the literature. And alcohol and a leaky gut is confirmed on and on. So just by cleaning up that lifestyle, you'll do it. There are evidence-based supplements. I am a supplements guy. Mm-hmm. There are people, you know, in the world who will condemn or bash supplements. But you know what? I've been in the field for too long. I've been in the trenches. And I think we can take that that certain path of bashing the supplements, but the reality is they work, and so many people on quote unquote the best diets have deficiencies. We test for them, them, and things improve.
I mean,
so
vegan and vegetarians, for example, suffer from a lack of B12. I mean, especially if you're a vegan, like you
B12, omega-3s, different amino acids,
magnesium. We're all deficient in magnesium.
Yes. Yeah. No. The vegan topic is a topic for, I guess, for another
day. That's another show.
And let me say this, you know, our buddy Jack Cruz is a big fan of eating shellfish and in particular oysters. Mm-hmm. Why can't a vegan eat an oyster? I mean, like, why does an oyster have any more or less feelings than a head of cabbage?
Yeah.
If you're vegan, please, please, please eat oysters.
Yeah, I agree. It's a shellfish. It or not even a shellfish, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I guess you can probably break it down into some kind of collegiate level course in anatomically and phylogenetically what an oyster is. But I just know they're healthy, and I tell people to eat them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been an amazing episode. I'm so glad we finally got a chance to get on. You and I had a little bit of a scheduling issue for about a week or two, but this is the kind of powerful content that I'm trying to get out there with this show. Is like, this is what our listeners need to be hearing, guys. Like, whether you're a business professional, whether you're a yoga instructor, whether you're, you know, I don't care, one of our valuable garbage collectors that cleans up our messes behind us, like, everybody needs to be living a healthier lifestyle so you can enjoy life more. So Jack, this has been a great episode. If in the future you want to definitely come back on, you have another message you want to get out there, you are more than welcome to return as a co-host. But we had hinted about earlier in this episode that I always like to end the show with you giving us your final words or messaging. There's already been so much messaging today, but what's something that, if everybody forgets everything else you had on the show, these are your final words for today that we can really stand the test of time with?
Well, you know, I guess what I would say is that, you know, I've been on CNN before, and I've been on, you know, NBC and interviewed for the Washington Post and all these different places. I talk the talk and I walk the walk. And I want everyone also to get that message that, you know, you know the right way to do it. You go ahead and do it, and you teach others how to do it. Do not be afraid to speak your truth, because so many people are—they're afraid of offending people about, with their message. Do not be afraid, because you're going to save someone's life. This is how we're going to change the world and make it a healthier place, by people yelling and screaming from the rooftops about the truth. And when you see someone smoking, or you see someone who smells of dryer sheets and fabric softeners, or you see someone injecting, you know, poisons into their body, eating tortured animal products, on and on and on. Educate, educate, teach, 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 because, you know, you're going to piss some people off, but you're going to open up the eyes of so many. So continue to speak the truth.
That's great messaging. Hang on a line. I want to make sure I give you a proper goodbye when I finish up here. So again, to our listeners, guys, speak the truth. Don't be afraid. Jack said it best. So this is what we're all about, guys. We're here to fuel your health, your business, and your lifestyle. Dr. Jack has rocked the mic today with us, so please be sure to get back to, go again, all the show notes are on the website. Get to their website, go to drwolfson.com, and get fueled up, all right? There's a lot of knowledge out there. Get the book, okay? Paleo Cardiologist. Let's talk to you guys again soon. Keep living the fired up epic life. Later, guys. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request, and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that, and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenics, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenics linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'd be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I'd love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livingfuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to the Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.